Wash the children. Balayer la maison. Sweep the house. Prendre soin de. To take care of. Vous venez d'entendre les deux amis parler de leurs parents. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines activités domestiques. Vous avez enfin entendu comment exprimer l'habitude dans le passé avec would et used to. À très bientôt! Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans quelques instants, nous allons entendre une conversation entre Kathy et Max, qui parlent de leur invité, Pat Miller. Who is our guest today? Qui est notre invité aujourd'hui? Guest, invité. Max et Kathy sont des collègues à la radio, ils font des interviews. La première chose que Max va dire quand il commence à travailler, c'est « Hi, what's up? » »«
Hi, Kathy, what's up? » »«
Salut, quoi de neuf? » Une expression passe-partout, très américaine, qui ne suscite aucune réponse spécifique. Pas du tout ce qu'on dirait lors d'une rencontre formelle, mais tout à fait acceptable entre collègues de longue date. « Hi, what's up? » Une réponse toute simple, « Not much. » Pas grand-chose.
Hi, Kathy. What's up?
Not much.
Who's our guest today?
Today, Pat Miller is back with us.
Autre phrase. She's a college student, isn't she? Elle est étudiante, n'est-ce pas?
She's a college student, isn't she?
College signifie ici université, pas collège. Max est presque sûr que Pat Miller est étudiante, mais il a besoin d'une confirmation, d'où la question à la fin de la phrase « Isn't she? »
She's a college student, isn't she?
Puisque la question ne demande qu'une confirmation, Kathy va y répondre de cette manière. That's right.
That's right.
C'est juste. C'est correct.
She's a college student, isn't she?
That's right. She goes to American University.
Nous allons aussi parler de l'heure. En anglais, on ajoute le terme « a clock » qui pourrait se traduire par « à l'horloge ». L'heure se traduit par « hour », à ne pas confondre avec « a clock ». On dit « 10 o'clock », 10 heures, ce qui n'est pas la même chose que « 10 hours », qui veut dire « une durée de 10 heures ». Écoutez et répétez à haute voix.
« Listen and repeat ».
1 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Pendant cette interview que vont faire Kathy et Max avec Pat Miller, l'étudiante, nous allons découvrir qu'elle étudie l'art dramatique, qu'elle veut devenir actrice, donc elle se rend au théâtre régulièrement, à Washington et aussi à New York, pour voir des spectacles à Broadway. Broadway shows. Pour y aller, elle prend le train.
Interview.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is Pat Miller. Hi, Pat. You're a college student.
That's right. I go to American University.
What are you studying?
I'm studying drama.
Do you go to many plays?
Yes, I do. I see a lot of plays here in Washington. And sometimes my friend Sandy and I go to New York to see Broadway shows.
Nous allons donc découvrir les mots utilisés pour les horaires des trains. The train leaves at 6 o'clock. Le train quitte à 6 heures. Les deux verbes à retenir ici, to leave, quitter, to arrive, arriver. It arrives in New York at 11. It est le pronom qui remplace train. Quand vous utilisez des moyens de transport, vous allez utiliser l'expression to go by car, to go by train, to go by plane, by bus. Ici, Pat Miller répond à Kathy et Max en disant we go by train.
We go by train.
Oui, nous. Elle parle d'elle et son amie Sandy. Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
New York, how do you get there?
We go by train. We go and come back the same day.
Really?
Yes, it's not a long trip.
When do the trains leave?
The first train to New York leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's very early.
Yes, it is. We usually take the 7 o'clock train.
When does it arrive in New York?
It arrives in New York at 11. It takes about 4 hours.
Quand on voyage, on a besoin de savoir quelle heure il est. Et si on n'a pas de montre, on peut demander, What time is it? Quelle heure est-il? Écoutez et répétez. What time is it? It is 2 o'clock. En contraction, it's 2 o'clock.
Listen and repeat.
2 o'clock. What time is it? It's 2 o'clock. 2:15. What time is it? It's 2:15. 2:30. What time is it? It's 2:30. 2:45. What time is it? It's 2:45.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Et nous voici de retour avec Martin Lerner qui achète autre chose encore, une radio pour sa fille. A radio. Vous apprendrez à demander des renseignements dans un magasin. Nous serons avec lui dans un magasin d'appareils électroniques, an electronic store. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Tout d'abord, nous voici dans un magasin. Le vendeur ou la vendeuse s'approche. Vous demandez la question « Can you help me ?» Can you help me? Pouvez-vous m'aider? Do you have radios? Avez-vous des radios? Do you have televisions? Avez-vous des télévisions?
Listen to this one. I like it. It has very good sound.
I want to look at some other things, please.
Of course. We have telephones on sale.
Allons au magasin. Au magasin électronique, the electronic store. On va essayer d'acheter une radio. Vous entrez dans le magasin. Le vendeur ou la vendeuse s'approche. Hello, how are you? Can I help you? Puis-je vous aider? Can I help you? Votre dialogue. I want a radio. Je veux une radio. Ou bien, I'm looking for a radio. Je cherche une radio. I need a radio. J'ai besoin d'une radio. Donc, apprenons ces trois manières de demander pour quelque chose. I want a radio. I'm looking for a radio. I need a radio. Réponse de la vendeuse ou du vendeur. What kind of radio? Quel genre de radio? What kind of radio? We have several kinds. Nous avons plusieurs genres de radio. We have several kinds. Ou bien, we have different kinds. Nous en avons des différents. Exercez-vous à demander de l'aide. Can you help me? I need your help. J'ai besoin de votre aide. Ou bien, offrez de l'aide à votre tour. May I help you? Practice hard until next time. Goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest with me today. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Pascaline Mamoko.
Pascaline Mamoko, you are welcome to Anglais Télé. Thanks. You can find us on Facebook. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. And we're going to start with an introduction in a business setting, such as is the case for you, Pascaline, because you have just joined French to Africa VOA. And so we're going to discuss with Pascaline, and you guys will be able to listen, and you will discover what it's like to enter a business setting and introduce yourself. And you will discover some vocabulary, and we're going to have some fun with this, right?
Yes.
Okay, she says yes. All right, so Pascaline, you have just joined our team, and that's a term that people use even on a professional level, a team. And we are going to greet you. So you have just entered our office, and hello.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
You don't know me, so you don't say hi, Michelle, yet.
Okay.
That's, you know, informal talk. We are going to be formal because you don't know me, I don't know you, and our boss has just brought you in. So he's saying, hello, Michelle, we are bringing on this person, bringing on onto the team to bring on, ramener, dans l'équipe. Here you go. So,
hello, my name is Pascaline. I'm a new employee.
Okay.
That's my first day today.
Okay, Pascaline, you're new. Nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Okay. So, where are you coming from?
I'm originally from Central African Republic.
Okay.
And
do you live in the States?
Yes, I live in D.C. I've been here for 7 years already.
Okay, so she has been here for 7 years. You have been living in the United States, Washington, D.C.
Yes, I've been living here for 7 years.
Okay, so where have you been? Why hasn't she been here before? But we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you have a business card?
Yes, I do have my business card right there.
Okay, let me see. Thank you. Oh, okay. So this is, you have an email address. Okay. Thank you. I see your name. And what is your background? That's another typical question that people say, oh, what's your background?
Okay. Since I come in the U.S., I'm attending school. I'm a senior student at Strayer University.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking of a bachelor's degree in marketing.
Okay. So slow down. She is a senior at the university, Strayer University, marketing.
Yes.
She is studying marketing. So do you want to slow down and tell our listeners again? Because she's speaking like an American, you know? Okay, so she's going to slow down a bit.
Okay, I'm a senior student thinking a bachelor's degree in marketing at Strayer University.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks. She's a senior student at Strayer University, and she is doing a degree in marketing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you excited about joining VOA?
I'm very excited because I think this is a main door. I feel at home here, and since it's just my first day, but I like it already. I met new people, and
I feel that I can. This is very exciting. It's her first day. She already feels at home, very comfortable, right?
Yes.
Elle est à l'aise, elle est confortable. And yes, it's the opening of a new career for you.
Yes.
Along with your studies, of course.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. So she has given me her business card, and I'm going to give her my business card as well. There you go. And you can look at it and maybe share the information.
I see the name on the card, Michelle Joseph.
Okay, she has the name. So on the business card, usually you see the name.
I see the title.
Right, the title or the occupation.
The occupation.
Okay.
And the name of the company, the address, your office phone number, cell phone, even email address.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
So basically on these business cards, you try to put as much information as needed for the person getting the business card. So you have, so are you satisfied with the information?
Yes, so far I'm satisfied since I have the full information.
Okay, great. So what did you notice about the information in a business setting? What did you notice?
I'm just amazed that you even have your picture on it.
Okay.
And it gives all information that I need. Just
there's even a logo, right?
Yeah, the logo of the company is on it, and any information that I need to is in case I want to get in touch with you.
Right. So it's really a business intent. There is no personal information on the card as such, right?
No.
You don't see Mrs. or Miss, or you don't see any of that. So, you know, for women in particular, you want to remain neutral. If you want to say Ms., M-S, that's okay. That's professional. Or if you're a doctor, you can put DR or a PhD. But usually people don't put personal information on the business card, that is.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.